Hey, it's a little bit later than morning right now when I'm making this. I just wanted to record to you, though. I was just having some musings. I just came from my Thursday dance class, and I know I was recently telling you about my dance teacher and how much I love her, the way that she shows up and the enthusiasm. And we had a substitute today. And I knew we had a substitute, and I almost didn't go because I typically don't like to go when it's not this particular teacher. But I have a dance class friend, and she texted me and said, you know, I'm going to dance class today, even though there's a substitute. You want to go? And I was like, okay, I'll go, you know, reluctantly. And so I went to the class. And the teacher... She really wasn't very good, in all honesty. And yet, you know, so it was interesting. I went for coffee with my friend afterwards, and we were saying, like, wow, that was not a very good class. But the thing that I said to her and that I want to say out loud for myself and to share with you is that I was really glad I went. And the thing is, I can get so stuck, and I think it is kind of a stuckness in, you know, doing things that I know and doing things that I'm comfortable because I know that I'll like them. And yet, there's something really invigorating about doing something that I haven't done, like this, like attending a class with someone I don't really know. Even if I don't like it, there's still, like, you know, it was interesting to see her different method of teaching and to see who I was in this particular setting and just to break out, just to be in an uncomfortable kind of position, you know, is a very interesting thing to do. And so I guess I just wanted to, while that was on my mind, just kind of put that out there for myself, you know, to remember to, you know, not go to the restaurant that I know that I like or not... you know, do the yoga poses that I know that I like, but to kind of, you know, remind myself to break out of that and to do those new things that may be uncomfortable and that I may not even like, but to remember that there's really a lot to be gained from being a little uncomfortable or even unhappy with things. So I'm going to go now because it's really loud. I'm standing here at 16th and Mission in San Francisco, and hoping that you can even hear me. Okay, bye-bye.